mind. I want to have you to be on the thought this morning, this day, this afternoon, if you will. This ministry includes you. This ministry includes you. This ministry includes you, but it is not all about you. I said this ministry includes you, but it's not all about you. From generation to generation, God reminded his people whom he called that this ministry is not all about you. So don't get bent out of shape if it doesn't fall your way, because it is not all about you. That's right. This ministry is not all about you. It's not all about me. It's not all about us. This ministry is about God. Amen. This ministry is about God. That's right. This ministry is not all about us. And so we cannot go around with thinking that we're all of that in a bag of chips and think that we can get over. The thing about it is that we have to remember whose ministry is this. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, Paul reminded the believers in the Lord that we have this ministry. It's not about any individual, but we have this ministry. It's not I have or they have, and not even you have, but we have this ministry in the Lord. This ministry includes you, but it's not all about you. Amen. It's not about any of us. We have to thank God that he included us in his ministry to do his work for his glory, for his honor, for his praise. This is a called ministry that Christ has appointed us to share in, not to own, but to share in. You don't have a corner. I don't have a corner. We don't have a corner. It's God's center. Amen. He is the center of his ministry. I'm so glad that God has claimed that this is his church. He said, this is my church. I will build my church. Amen. And so I'm so glad that God didn't put me in charge, because everything would be messed up. I'm glad that God didn't put you in charge, because everything would be messed up. I'm glad that God takes charge of his own church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is, as I said, it is a called ministry. It is a ministry that Christ has appointed us to share in. If the truth be told, this is God's ministry put into action by the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you and I are nothing. In a sense, this is what John the Baptist said. He said that I am not even able to untie the shoes of the one who's coming after me. He says, I'm just a mouthpiece in the wilderness. That's what we are. We are a mouthpiece. We are a vessel that God wants to fill. Amen. We are a vessel that God wants to fill. And if we are in the business of being filled by God, then we will understand more and more that this is God's ministry. This is all about God. Paul needed to remind young Timothy that he is included in this ministry, but this ministry was not about him. He wanted to give up this ministry and position for several reasons. Timothy wanted to give up his calling that God had called him to, because, first of all, Timothy experienced constant opposition to his message and to himself as a leader. And yes, Yes, he was one who was young and people were taking advantage of him. And Timothy was focusing on his feelings and what was happening to him in the flesh. Therefore, he was not focusing on God and the purpose of the Lord's ministry. And sometimes that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to concentrate on you, me, myself, and I. And that's all he wants. He don't want us to concentrate on God. But we have come to forget about ourselves, concentrate on him, and worship him. Amen. The second thing is that his youth, Timothy's youth, his association with Paul, Timothy could not understand why him. Why was he going through all of this? Why was he going through this being a youth? Why couldn't he just live like any other young person, if you will? But something happened with Timothy early on where God blessed his life. And when they laid hands on him, it was evident that God had blessed his life with some gifts. That's why in verse 6 he says, stir up the gifts. Stir up the gifts, because these gifts belong to God. Amen. Don't let them go stale. Stir them up. Let them be on fire for the Lord. Amen. This love that comes from God is like a river flowing with fresh water all the time. That's all about his grace, that it continues to flow. But then this final point, and I quit. Paul said to Timothy that it is God who gives us the spirit of a sound mind. Uh-huh. Not a confused mind, but a sound mind. No one can function properly without a sound mind. You can live in a quiet neighborhood and have a radical mind. Uh-huh. Or you can live in a noisy neighborhood and have a sound mind. It's not the neighborhood, it's our relationship with God. And so Paul wanted Timothy to know that what you need to know is that you have the power, you have the love, and you have the sound mind that God has placed on you. Now, a sound mind is not an impulsive mind. An impulsive mind just do things without a thought. An impulsive mind threatens people all the time. An impulsive mind has no confidence in itself. All it knows is that it's going to do something. Doesn't know what it's going to do. Doesn't know when to speak, when to not speak. Or an impulsive mind is a dangerous mind because it's constantly racing without the thought, without the process. But a sound mind that comes from God. There's a mind that helps us to focus on the God who saved us, who has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Nothing can beat having a mind that comes from God. Uh-huh. If you ever been unsaved, some people have not been unsaved. Some people have been, I've been saved all my life. I grew up in the church. You better watch that. You better watch that. Because there are a lot of folk who grew up in church, but just may bust hell wide open because the Bible says that you must be born again. Judas was around the church, but he didn't accept the church. You could be in it, but it's got to be in you. I could be in the building, but not of the body. Anybody could come in the building, but not everybody could be of the body of Christ. And so why not go all the way? Don't just come to church, which is a good thing, but do the best thing and receive Jesus to be of the body. Nothing can beat having a mind that is sound, which means calm or under control or under the power and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. A Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled disciplined mind is what Paul was talking about. A disciplined mind knows how to wait on the Lord. A disciplined mind knows how to trust in the Lord. A disciplined mind knows how to walk with God, knows how to talk with God. A disciplined mind knows how to reach out and praise God. A disciplined mind knows how to stop and be still and know that He is God. A disciplined mind that comes from God is a mind that has us to go where God wants us to go without any arguments. I'm so glad that God conditions the mind to be disciplined, a sound mind. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I'm so glad that I don't have a confused mind. I'm so glad that I don't have a double mind. I'm so glad that I don't have an evil mind. I'm so glad that I don't have a desperate mind. I'm so glad that I don't have a misunderstanding mind. But God changed my mind a long time ago. And when He changed it, He began to grow it. I'm so glad that I don't have to get to church and start texting people because my mind is on somebody else. I'm so glad that I don't have to get to church and start reading a newspaper. I'm so glad that I don't have to get to church to start doing this or doing that. But when I come into the church, I want my mind to be stayed on Him who's able to keep me in perfect peace. That's the reason why so many people go through a whole lot of stuff, because while they were in church, they were always doing something else. Now the enemy comes and start messing with you and start messing and start talking to you, and you begin to cry. But I'm going to say, stop the crying and start talking. Start talking to Him who's able to hear you. Hallelujah. Well, there may be somebody here who's always talking, but they're not talking to God. They're not talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're not talking to the Alpha and the Omega. They're not talking to the beginning and the ending, but they're talking to this and they're talking to that. Well, I want to talk to my God, because I know what my God has done for me. I know what my God can do for me. There are times when I have to get my mind straight, and I say, Lord, help me get my mind straight so that I could think like you, walk like you, talk like you. Oh, hallelujah. I know it's too hot for some to praise Him with their standing, but that's all right. Praise Him by lifting your hands. Give Him some glory. I don't want anybody fainting on me today. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That sound mind, take it to the job with you. That sound mind, take it to your home. That sound mind, take it to the church. That sound mind, take it to the courtroom. That sound mind, take it to the hospital. That sound mind, take it wherever you go and say, Lord, I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you because a sound mind is a victorious mind. A sound mind is a happening mind. A sound mind is a spirit-filled mind. A sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind. Yes, I'm glad about that sound mind. I know about God's sound mind. I know about His joy. I know. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? I need a stronger witness. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like a strong witness to say, I know. Preach of what you're talking about. I've been there. I've done that. Now the Lord has done that Himself. I was in darkness.